Blog Talk Radio.
It's a brand new morning. What's my reason? Against all living. With this brand new mercy I'm giving.
The views and comments expressed do not reflect the opinions of eWater Radio. All comments and views are show guest views and comments and in no way reflect views or comments of eWater Radio, KEWR-DB, or its affiliates.
Hello and happy Sunday. Welcome everyone. Welcome to Women in Motion Radio. We are live, so if anyone has any ambient sound going on in the background, if you could please mute your phones, that would be great, because I do hear like water, I hear like someone has their window down. Just mute your phone unless you're the guest and you're going to ask questions, but I would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. So once again, happy Sunday. I hope everyone is doing well. I want to thank you for joining in to Women in Motion. We are live. I'm your host, Peggy Avila, and we will feature a special guest on the last Sunday of every month. If you know of a woman we need to talk to about her business, email her information to us or email his information to us as well. Our mission is to recognize and celebrate the accomplishments of women and men in our local communities and around the world. And once again, I collaborate on that, not excluding men. Women in Motion is featured on the eWater Radio. That's KEWR-DB. Listeners, you can call in 323-642-1757. Once again, 323-642-1757. Share it with a friend right now. Send them a text. And you can also listen on www.blogtalkradio.com/eWater Radio. Please email me, womeninmotion07@gmail.com. And I do hear a little noise coming through, so once again, if you're just coming on, please mute your phones so we won't have an interference with this great interview that we're about to have. Once again, text somebody, tell them to tune in. We're having a discussion. It's not script. It's not study. We're keeping it live. We're keeping it real. I'm your host, Peggy Avila. For those that are just logging in, mute your phone so we can keep all the noise out from the back. And I look forward to introducing my guest. But before I do, I have a lot to say. He's very humble. Let you know it's for me. But if your actions inspire others to dream more, learn more, do more, and become more, you are a leader. Innovation distinguishes between a leader and a follower. So handle yourself with your head to handle others with your heart. Our chief want is someone who will inspire us to be what we know, who we could be. So in 1991, the city of Linwood, we were hosts for Linwood Showcase, the Linwood Parade, and the Community Hotline. The work we were doing was groundbreaking at the time. We were honored for our work by Channel 4, Fernell Chapman, Channel 7, not to mention the Kids Healthcare Fair. His name is Ron Roberson, and he continued with Miracle Media Productions, hosted the CNN headline, News Local Edition, and a series of Time Warner Entertainment segments. And once again, a lot to say. He's humble, but it's me. I just want you to know who I have on the show. He's blessed, he's anointed, and he's appointed. Dr. Ron Roberson is a producer and director for Miracle Media. With Miracle Media, he has worked for some of the top names in the show business, such as Whoopi Goldberg, Jay Leno, Isaac Hayes, Chaka Khan, Ray Charles, Holly Berry, and many more. He has produced and directed several award-winning commercials, documentaries, and short stories. In the field of sports, Ron has interviewed some of the top athletes in the country, baseball great Eric Davis, Daryl Strawberry, boxers Oscar De La Hoya, Paul Gonzalez, and Ken Norton, football, Lester Hayes, Willie Goat, and Tony Dorsett, In politics, Bill Clinton, Al Gore, Jimmy Carter, and more. He works with the legendary singer Smokey Robinson and his charity foundation. Now I'm going to share his age because he looks good for his age, so I'm sure he won't mind. But at the age of 70, Ron is a motivational speaker, an educator, and fitness trainer for seniors. One of Ron's greatest successes is in the AT&T Cub Reporter program, where youngsters as well as adults are taught the phases of television production. Many of his students have gone on to take the positions at cable companies, local networks, and private productions. So in 1992, Ron received an Emmy for Gang Facts, What Every Parent Should Know. He was also nominated for an Emmy in 2000 for Local Edition, 2012 for the Lamarck Park Today, and Towers of Powers, 2013. Ron has also produced many TV production workshops throughout the Los Angeles area, including the Union Rescue Mission, the Los Angeles County Probation Department, Downey Adult School, and many church organizations. He is the former anchor of CNN Headline News Local Edition. Well, several documentaries and segments from CNN, TBN, and the 700 Club have been done on his life. Ron is currently doing the work of an evangelist and recently received a documentary degree, and that includes the City of Anaheim, Disney, California Angels, the Honda Center, and the Anaheim Convention Center. Ron, welcome. It is an honor to have you joining us on Women in Motion. Are you there?
Yes, I'm here, but I almost fell asleep on that introduction. My God, that was long.
Well, I knew you would, and he has a great sense of humor. So, Ron, I know you're very humble, but I had to get it out there. It's just so much that you do. You wear so many hats, and you help so many people, and you're still continuing to manifest your gifts and the greatness that God has blessed you with.
Wow. Well, thank you. If I mean anything, I sit back and listen to what you're saying, and I'm going like, wow, did I do all that? And I'm going, yeah, God has been really good to me. So I sit in awe, and if I'm anything, if I've accomplished anything or have I become anything, it's through the glory and blessings of God. He is merciful because I really didn't deserve it.
Yeah. But you do deserve it. You deserve all of the blessings, and you have reached out and you have shared and helped a lot of people. And I know that was a lot. I thought it was a lot, but you do a lot. And sometimes, Ron, we are so thankful for the people God have divinely connected us with. We just have to share with the world and let the world know. You know, he said he'll bless you openly. So there you go, right?
There you go.
All right. So, Ron, just share your life-changing testimony and how you came from no hope to hope, and how you got the faith to live a life of abundance of blessings.
Well, you know my story, and I'm sure some of your listeners have heard the story, but just real quick, as you know, Peggy, I grew up in a dysfunctional type situation as relates to home. I lived abroad. We were a military family, so I lived abroad. We lived in Germany, France, Japan. Wherever my father was stationed, we lived there for at least 3 years. And so you would think that'd be a great, you know, upbringing and all of that. But I was also an abused child. And so I was like beat unmercifully, you know, by my father. And it was a very strange situation. So I ran away from home, and I ended up being raised in foster homes. And so after coming through foster homes, gone through all different types of things. And as a young man, I struggled, you know, just to try to get ahead and just to live or merely exist. And so to bring it on home, you know, I ended up being homeless at one time, strung out on drugs for a while, ended up in downtown Los Angeles on what they call the Nickel. That was like Fifth Street and Spring. And this is where I had gone to die. I'd run out of money. I'd run out of friends, run out of lives and everything else. And this is where I'd come to die. And so the last little voucher that I had to stay in one of those flea bag hotels, I decided to get up in the 7th floor window, the 10th floor window at the Frontier Hotel and jump out to the concrete, commit suicide. And so,
ooh, you said the 10th floor?
The 10th floor of the Frontier Hotel.
Ooh, wait.
Yes, and I had my knees bent and ready to launch out to the concrete. Across from the Frontier was a hotel called the Roslyn, and it almost mimicked the Frontier Hotel. They looked like the same building, and there were people, like little demons, in the windows telling me to jump. You know, jump, fool, jump, 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 jump. And so, yeah, wanted me to jump. And so with tears in my eyes, I said, this is it. It's over. Nobody's coming to rescue me. Woe is me. And I bent my knees and I jumped.
You jumped?
Yes. I jumped back and fell on my knees and began to give God the praise and give him the glory.
Wow.
I heard a lot of voices when I would get high. You know, I heard all kind of voices, but when I was in that window getting ready to jump, I heard the undeniable voice of God speak to me. And it had to be, because I wasn't listening to nothing else. And the voice spoke to me and said, you've tried everything else, try me. Try me. Try me. Try me. I kept hearing that, try me. And so I said, you know what, I'm gonna try this. I mean really try this Jesus thing. And I didn't know a whole lot. I didn't even know how to pray. So I just fell on my knees. I jumped back, fell on my knees, and I just the prayer that I knew, now I lay me down to sleep. I didn't know what to pray, you know. And then I could begin to talk to God, Lord, if you just help me and get me out of this, I'll serve you. And the very next day, I went to the Union Rescue, not Union Rescue, on Union Street there was what they call like a job placement place where they'll send you to warehouses to work, and the agency will take it's a $20 an hour day, and you get $7, you know, and the agency gets the rest. So, but I still went there and worked, and worked my way out of Skid Row and worked my way up, and that's when I walked into the TV studio at Continental Cable that said, you know, produce your own TV program.
Wow. What a testimony there. Now, someone was praying for you. Someone
Amen.
Was really praying for
no
you.
Doubt about it.
Amen.
No doubt about
no,
it.
No, Ron, I want to ask you, so you came from from the abuse, and you were into the drugs, and you were into foster homes with different parents. Now, Ron,
yes.
What was the transition like, and how long did it take you to build within yourself the self-maintenance? What was the process of keeping yourself in a good condition?
Well, for one thing, when I was down on Skid Row, most of the people didn't even know that I was on Skid Row. They thought I was down there to witness and help folks. You know, they didn't know that I was one of them. And so even in my time of desperate need, I was trying to be a blessing to those that were in need as well on Skid Row. And so I faked that for a long time and carried it out. But I always had a little dignity about myself. I always would go to the Greyhound bus station and shower up and get clean and all of that, you know. And
Andre,
I
you know how
like
to send pictures?
Huh? Say it again?
Okay. No. Go ahead. I didn't say anything. That wasn't me. Keep going.
But, and so, yeah, and so, you know, I maintained a bit of dignity. And then when I came to myself, I was kept waiting for somebody to rescue me. You know, all the people that I had helped in time past and all the hard work that I had done, why wasn't somebody looking for me to find me down there? And so I was walking through downtown Los Angeles looking for somebody to recognize me and say, oh, come on, we'll take you in. But it never happened. And so very gradually, by degrees, after I had my experience on the 10th floor and God spoke to me, very gradually, by degrees, I began to depend on him. I mean, really depend on him. People talk all that talk about, yeah, I love the Lord and God is good and all that
right.
kind of stuff. But I was strung out on Jesus because I had nothing else. I was totally drained of everything that I had, my insecurities, my pride, everything, all of that I was totally drained of, and all I had was pure, uncut Jesus. And so
I began
to trust him at his word. I said, well, the word says here that if I delight myself in him, he'll give me the desires of my heart. Well, let me try that out and see if that works. And I began to delight myself in the Lord, you know, and God began to bless me and began to lift me up.
Wow. Now, that's a testimony. You had a real relationship with the Lord. He brought you
from
He brought you from the crack house to the house of glory, of blessings, right?
Amen. Amen. Amen.
I didn't mean it like
Absolutely.
That, but you know what I mean. With crack, you
know
kind of cracked up, right? You're not in your right
Amen.
Mind.
Amen, I was.
You have controlled substances.
I was all cracked up, no doubt about it.
You were all cracked up. Wow.
Yes, yes.
Just to know you and to meet you, Rod, you would not believe that you went through that. And that's why I wanted you to have you come on for many of reasons, because of who you are, your testimony, and the man of valor, the mighty man of valor that you have grown to be. Very humble man, and always
right.
reaching out, helping. Now, we have a lot to talk about in an hour, and I'm going to have a time where everyone could ask some questions, and please do let me know that you're listening. Once again, you're listening to Women in Motion live on E-Water Radio. Share it now. Check someone, 323-642-1757. A great interview, a great discussion, the testimony, the life, and the journey of Dr. Rod Roberson, producer and director. Now, Ron, do you have any more you'd like to share about your testimony? Wow. I'm like, wow, you go for it. This is your discussion
Here. Growing up, without a father and a mother for real, and being in some crazy foster homes where they didn't care anything about you, they just wanted, the money that came with it. And then finally at 18 years old, when the state was no longer supporting me, I got pushed out. That was it. Well, nice knowing you. We love you. Bye. And they put me out on the street. And had it not been for Mickey D's, McDonald's, I would have been lost. Yep. I got a job at McDonald's, and that's all I did was work. All I did was work. And even though I was only making – are you ready for this, Peggy? I was making $1.65 an hour.
Oh, wow.
And was happy. $1.65 an hour. And was happy.
And
so
you could pay for your own hotel space, right?
that's what it did because I worked a lot of overtime. And that's how I got over. I had my own little place, and that's how I kept going, So from a testimonial standpoint, even though it looked dim and grim, gloom and gloom, God still blessed me, even in my unrighteousness. Hallelujah. Even in my unrighteousness, he blessed me. Even when I wasn't doing all the right things or doing things according to his word, he continued to bless me anyhow,
Wow. Your socks are blessed off your feet, right?
Amen. 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 And so, so I came out of all of that. And coming off of Skid Row, I had the formula. I believe in dealing with things as they're dictated to me and dealing with things that I know work. And I knew Jesus, the Jesus thing was working. And there was no way I was going to turn back from it or try anything else. You couldn't tell me nothing because I saw what God was doing for me, And so that's when I walked into Continental Cable, and one of my best friends to this very day, his name is Jeff Trujillo. I walked in him and another gentleman were giving a workshop on how to produce your own television program. Now, I had never had any experience, didn't know anything, just green, and I just saw the advertisement, walked in, Peggy, and when I walked in the door and I saw the cameras, I saw the stage, I saw all the editing bays, I saw the control room, I knew immediately that I was in the right place at the right time doing the right thing. And that was my beginning, my humble beginnings into television production.
Look at that. And you started this being a janitor at the cable. You've really have. Now, everyone who's listening, if you're depressed, if you're oppressed, or if you know someone who's depressed and oppressed and they are on drugs or whatever their habit may be, they need to hear this testimony. They need to listen to this mighty man of valor who went from no hope to hope and who is living the life of God's abundance. Now, Ron, you talked about the job working with the media, and I just want everyone to know that Ron is the reason that I'm into this line of work because he trained
me.
I'm one of his students. So if I mess up, it's not on him. He will critique me because I go to him and I ask him all the time, please help me out, Ron. He's gotten on me a lot of times, Peggy, where is this storyboard?
Yep.
Where is this and where is that? But he's so humble.
Yep.
And not only has he helped me, Ron, you have helped so many people find their where they need to be in their life, fulfilling their purpose. But I want to ask you about you're in the media, you're a man of God, and you said that God is still continually to bless you in your work. Now you're at
yes.
a nice age, and I'm going to let you tell your age. I'm not going to tell your age, but, you know, I'm going to give you this compliment, okay? I'm being a nice girl today like I am. You don't look your age, all right? I'm going to give you that.
So, okay.
How old are you now?
glory to God. I am 72 years old right now. 72
wow.
years young and on the move and thriving. Don't let the gray hairs fool you. You know, whom the Lord calls, he qualifies. And I'm still getting jobs that the young people should be getting. I'm still getting calls that younger people should be getting. I'm still being blessed, you know, as if I was in my 30s, you know. And so God has really moved on me. I'm happy to tell my age because a lot of folks didn't think I would get out of my 20s. You know, but here I am, 72 years old, and still being blessed of the Lord. It just keeps on. It just keeps coming, Peggy. And I don't, you know, sometimes I kind of want to turn it off a little bit so somebody else could have some. But the Lord just keeps. I'm operating in overflow right now, and the Lord told me that overflow was to be a blessing to those that are around me and to those that He sends to me. Be a blessing to them, and so that's what I've done. And because of that. What pandemic? The pandemic didn't slow me down or anything. During the pandemic, I thrived. I made more money during the pandemic than I did in all the time that I was with CNN Headline News.
Wow, look at God.
Just blessed.
God.
Just totally blessed.
Just blessed. Because I have a lot of friends. They see you on the Facebook, and they say, who is that? I said, that's Ron Robeson. I said, he's the one who got me into the industry. He's my brother. He's my big brother. And they say, how old is he? And I tell them, even when they came to your 70th birthday party, they say, he don't look that age at all. So, Ron,
not at all.
You reached the golden age. And let's discuss, how did it feel with your work? What was it like after you are retired, but you're still working on your own? You
yes.
work as you choose because you have your own Miracle Productions. Can you please collaborate
yes.
on that?
Yeah, well, when I finally got laid off with CNN, Time Warner Entertainment, CNN Headline News, the local edition. When we finally got laid off, they laid off our entire department. And see, that's what I like about the Jesus thing, because if you depend on people, you'll find yourself pretty much
Ooh.
Miserable and lost when trouble comes, especially. And so what happened was I knew that sooner or later that gig was going to be up. I knew it was. Everything was changing. New people were coming in from New York to take over everything. So I knew. So I prepared myself as the Spirit gave utterance, as the Lord began to guide. He says, in all thy ways acknowledge him, and he will direct your path. I stood on that word. I stood on it, and I kept saying it over and over and over again. And sure enough, when they laid off everybody, most of the folks were in total shock because they did it sneakingly. You know, they creeped up on everybody. You know, but you can't creep up on Jesus. You know, Jesus look at you and say, boom, I'm right behind you. You know,
bring it one more
and
time.
So, you can't creep up on Jesus, you know. Many have tried and many have died, you know, but the Lord told me to prepare myself. And sometimes we hear voices, you know, and we see the writing on the wall, but because we're so comfortable in our comfort zones, we assume the writings on the wall are addressed to somebody else. They ain't talking to me, you know. I've been here a long time. Let me tell you something, Peggy. I was employee of the year. I was employee of the year for Local Edition. I had won a trip to Costa Rica. I think there was a little cash money going with it. And when they laid off everybody, including me.
Oh, wow.
Including me. They laid off
the
employee
age.
Of the year. I had a tie on and everything, and they laid me off.
They laid
and
you
when
off.
They laid
it
me,
didn't matter. I'm employee of the year. You can't touch me, right?
Come on now. They laid me off, and people stopped worrying about themselves, and they started looking at me. Y'all laid Ron off? What? My God, Ron was doing everything. I would represent them on TV. I would represent them at banquets, all kinds of. I was the face of that organization for so long. But anyway, so when they laid me off, I didn't worry about nothing. All the other folks were crying and flinging snot and carrying on and mad and upset and threatening suicide and all other kind of stuff. It was so sneaky the way they did it. But I'm here to tell you, Peggy, they laid me off on a Tuesday, and Thursday I was working for the gas company doing videos.
Woo!
For
Give
the gas company. Okay?
And I know your work that you do. I've seen all your placards in the studio. And
oh, yeah.
To, to see the work that you do and the way that you speak and the perfectionist that you are. Just people would never believe, with the testimony that you share, they would never believe that you experienced that.
Amen. Yes, absolutely.
Never. And you said
absolutely.
That, you know, a lot of times we look like, oh, no, they're not going to touch us. They can't lay us off. But that didn't really
right.
bother you because you knew that Jesus was in control of your life, right?
I was ready. My God does not bless you and curse you at the same time. If he blessed me to have that job, he's not going to curse me to lose that job and be out and go back to
Ooh.
Skid Row. No, that when that door closed, I've got something else I want you to do. Here's your next assignment, Mr. Roberson, should you decide to accept it. Here's your next assignment. You know, get your behind down to the gas company and tell them you're ready to go to work. And somebody, she might even be listening to. I can't think of her name right now, but she was a girl that had worked with the company before, and she quit and went to go work for the gas company and saw on Facebook that I had gotten laid off and gave me a call and said, come down here now. Come down here now. And I was hired. I was hired on the spot. Hired on the
wow.
spot.
Wow.
That's the way God works.
Well, you look, you bless so many people, and God just blesses you back continually. You
Amen.
Know, that's
Amen.
It. And you have a love for the Lord. Now, Ron, going through all of this and you're retired and you're at the wonderful age and you're looking great and there's so much to talk about, and I know people have questions to ask you. There's no way you could hear this man here, Dr. Ron Roberson, in the things that he have accomplished in his journey and not have a question to ask. I wanted to ask you, how do you feel about talking about any challenges with your health?
Well, okay, and then once again, my health, and I had a real bad scare about 5 years ago. I had a stroke. Now, the stroke wasn't God cursing me. It was me not doing what God told me to do. And the
Ooh,
Lord has
say that again.
Spoke to me, said, get in shape, stay in shape, stay in shape, you know, exercise and all those kind of things. And I would do it for a little while, but that was still, you know, eating four or five candy bars, you know, and a big bowl of sugar smacks or honey smacks before I went to bed, you know. I remember I told you about this story at Thanksgiving just prior to a week before the stroke. It was Thanksgiving. Remember I told you about that? I went to my kid's house with a honey baked ham.
The honey baked
okay,
ham
went,
story. You got to share that.
Yeah. Remember that? That thing was glazed and was just talking to me all the way up there. I could smell it in the car. We're going all the way up to San Diego. So when I got to San Diego and I put the ham out there with the turkey and all that kind of stuff, my kids and their guests and stuff came in and devoured the ham. They ate everything, the whole ham. I didn't get any. And I bought it, you know. But, you know, Uncle Booger Red coming in, you know, didn't bring nothing. Then he wants four plates to take home and all that kind of stuff. So I didn't get any. I didn't get no ham. You know,
not at all.
No ham. Everybody got an uncle like that, right?
That's right. You
know, you
could smell it, but you couldn't taste it, right?
Oh, Lord have mercy. So when I got back home, I went the next day and bought me a honey baked ham. Now remember, I live
all
alone. I'm single, so I live alone. Yeah, I bought me a honey baked ham, and girl, for a whole 2 weeks, I had ham everything. Ham and eggs, ham and cheese, baked ham, fried ham, you know, all you name it, ham bone. I was having all kinds, you know, and that pork, that pork sent my blood pressure sky high. My blood pressure was 179, you know, over 100 or something like that.
Wow.
I was on my
Your
way,
blood pressure
to, I was on my way to the grave. Yeah. And then finally I ended up having a stroke. I had a stroke. And
wow.
It was based on high blood pressure. You know, I got up around 11 o'clock and went to go to make a trip to the bathroom. And left foot was fine. Went to plant my right foot and fell flat on my face. And I'm flopping around on the floor like a fish out of water, you know, wondering what's happening.
Wow.
And I could feel, I don't know if you ever felt this before, it's an odd feeling, but I could feel life leaving my body. And so while
Ooh.
I had the presence of mind, I was asking God to forgive me for all of my sins. You know, I'm trying to get it right. You know, anybody that I'm sinning, because I'm thinking I'm leaving here, you know. And sure enough, the Lord allowed me to get back into the bed. I worked my way back to the bed and climbed up. My right side was totally paralyzed. And I got into bed and I laid down and went to sleep.
And when I woke up the next morning, I was able to stand up, but I was dragging my foot. So I said, let's go to the doctor. And so I didn't want my job to know, because if they find out you had a stroke, you know, you out of there. And so I had to call somebody I could trust. And guess who the Lord had me call?
Who was that?
Peggy. My ex-wife.
Oh, wow.
And I'm telling y'all out there, if your people are listening now and they got an ex and all that kind of stuff, y'all at least stay civil, okay? Because one thing I knew about my ex, she could keep a secret, you know. And shoot, mm-hmm. I called my ex and she was glad to come and get me. You know what I'm saying? And got me to the hospital. So
wow.
I had one stroke at home, and I had three strokes while I was in the ER.
Ooh,
I had three more.
Wow.
And so they kept me in the hospital for 3 days. And on the third day, I got up.
Resurrection.
I rose up on the third day. I'm serious. I got up on the third day.
Oh,
I believe it. But Peggy, while I was laying down there, the Lord was ministering to me. I mean, I couldn't go nowhere. All I had to do was lay down there and listen to him and the nurses. And the Lord just kept bombarding me with all these things, you know, that I need to do, what I haven't done, and all that kind of stuff. I said, okay, Lord, I hear you now. I hear you now. And on the third day, I stood up. And when I stood up, I said, I'm ready. I'm ready to go home now. You know, and the nurses said, oh, wow, no, wait a minute. So, okay, well, you're walking, you know. And so that's how I came out of it. And so that's when I started my fitness thing. That's when I started watching what I ate. I started exercising. And then all of a sudden I caught the vision, what the Lord wanted me to do. And God is always having me. And the saints and the people that are listening to your program right now need to hear this. Don't be afraid, or let me put it this way. Always be ready to reinvent yourself. Okay,
ooh,
regardless of what you are now, always be ready to reinvent yourself, because sometimes you need to change with the times, and sometimes you need to change with your situation, you know, whatever situation God has you in, you know. And so I said, okay, well, I'm going to start exercising. And lo and behold, as I start to exercise, you know, and I started to get a little swole, you know, and you know, started getting big. I said, Lord, I feel good, you know. I
little
feel
yoke
good.
There, right? Little buff.
That's right. A yoke, man, in Jesus' name.
I see you
name.
Working out every morning. Every morning you're working
yep.
out. You're doing what you
yep.
do. You're
yep.
keeping it healthy. So,
that's right.
Well, Ron, you're working out, and you have a senior workout program. Can you collaborate that on a few minutes? Because I want to open it up
yep.
so they can ask you a few questions.
Yes, yes. What happened was, as I began to get in shape, people started asking me, what was I doing to get in shape? And I had this personal trainer. His name is – God sent me a personal trainer. His name is – trainer. His name is Caleb.
I met him.
Did you meet Caleb? Yeah, big, tall Caleb. Really cool
I
guy.
Did. He was at your party,
and
yeah.
And he comes from a family of ministers. His mother and father were ministers, you know, and Caleb was like a little renegade a little bit, but – all the teachings that his parents had given him was still in him. And so it rose up when he met me, you know. So we became friends and talked, and he started training me and got me in shape. And then people started looking at me and knowing that I'm training and saw my stuff on Facebook. So the city of Paramount got a hold of me. Magna Juarez got a hold of me and wanted to know if I would teach one of the senior classes there. Started teaching the class, and now I've got a full-blown class going called Fitness and Fellowship. Dealing with seniors and getting them into shape, getting them up off of that thing and getting them up and moving. I just started last week an aquatic class, which is really unique, with seniors exercising in the water. And now we're working at the community center for the city of Anaheim to be able to do something then. So what am I saying here? What I'm saying is I'm reinventing myself. Because this TV thing could end tomorrow. Matter of fact, I'm liable to go in on Monday and ain't got no job because I'm a contractor. I could go anytime.
Right.
But God has
mm-hmm.
already had me reinventing myself at 72 years old. You know, okay, well,
yeah.
that's over. Here's your next assignment should you decide to accept it. Here it is. You know. Oh, Lord have mercy. You got me preaching up in here, Peggy.
Wait,
I got to
have you on a little bit
on.
Longer. You know, just praising, giving praise. You know, it's a blessing to have you on the show. It's a blessing for you to share your testimony to inspire and encourage.
Amen.
Now, I'm going to transition really quick because, like I said, I know they have questions. So, everyone, just hold on. You can still text someone and listen to Dr. Ron Roberson. producer, director, man of God, as he shares and inspire us his many gifts and talents and his life's journey. Now, Ron, you're single. You're looking good at your age. Yes, I said it. I bet a lot of people agree with you. Who's telling you? Did they be asking? Now, what about senior day? And I wanted to ask you, when you say the fitness, if we're going to make this like 5 minutes. You say fitness. What age are you considering senior? What age does that begin for you?
Well, you know, the regular 55, over 50, you know, those kind of folks, you know, in that area.
So there we go.
Over 50.
We got it.
But I've got people in my class that are 90 years old, you know.
Oh, wee, really?
Oh, yeah, 90, 95.
Oh, wow. I'm going to come check out one of those classes. Now, Ron, let me ask you about senior dating. What are your thoughts, ideas, and suggestions on that? And you're single.
No, you didn't.
You work out, and I know, yes, I did. I went there. And I know,
Lord.
You know, ladies at the gym, you know, ladies looking for a good, godly Christian man. So there you go. It's yours. The show is yours. You tell me about that.
Well, for a long time, I'd been single for a long time, like about 15 years, and I wasn't really looking for anybody or anything because I was pretty much totally tied up in the Lord and work. And there were still some things that God needed to work on me about. Some of us have been praying for Mr. Wright or Mrs. Wright to come into their life, and God wants to honor that prayer, but in order for him to give you what you're asking for, he's got to straighten you out to be able to accept it. You know, sometimes you ain't even worthy, you know. And so God started working on me and some of my idiosyncrasies and some of the little moods and all that kind of stuff that I went through. And then finally I got the message. And then I began to say, okay, just before the pandemic hit, I said, you know what? I'm going to start launching myself, putting myself out there, you know, and letting folks know that I'd like companionship again, you know. But I wasn't desperate. You know, the worst thing in the world is to try to find somebody and you get desperate, and instead of settling for Mr. Right, you settle for Mr. Right now. And so you got to wait on God, and you got to be ready to meet whatever it is he has. And then you got to go through all the counterfeits before you get to the real deal. So I'm dealing with a lot of counterfeits now. I started the online dating thing I thought was interesting, and oh, my God. The online dating. Oh, Jesus. Lord Jesus. Lord Jesus. Please. Oh, Lord. If you're going to, you know, sooner or later, you're going to meet a person if they don't lie their way, you know, to a cup of coffee. You're going to meet them. And if your pictures don't match up, you know, with the way you look right now, you know, and I know back in the 70s and 80s, you might have been fine like that, you know. But that's not how you look now, you know. And, oh, my God, I almost missed the lady. You know, I didn't know. Is that you? That's not the way your picture looked, you know. I had a lady.
I've heard that story before.
Yes. And then there was the lady that was in the wheelchair, but she didn't tell me, you know. And I don't mind. I'll date you if you're in a wheelchair. It doesn't matter. If God sends you and tells me you're the one, I will date you in the wheelchair. But just give me the heads up, you know. And that lady's coming across
don't
the parking lot talking about
rocks. Picture.
Exactly. The lady coming across the parking lot over at the marketplace in Long Beach, she's coming across the parking lot going, Ron, I'm over here, Ron. And she's in a wheelchair, a motorized wheelchair with a Trump flag flapping. And I'm going, oh, God, what did this lady tell me? So I'm a gentleman, you know, I'm going to go ahead through the date,
exactly.
You know, because I found out that on some of these dates, it's not about dating somebody, but it's an opportunity for God is giving you to minister to somebody. And so I had to switch hats. The minute I figured, okay, well, this ain't going to work. So I went into ministry. So I've had women crying because they were still mourning because of a love. They lost their husbands. And I go into ministry mode, you know. And every now and then you run across one or two that look like they may be the one. But because of circumstances and maybe beliefs, you know, it doesn't pan out. But dating in your 70s is no joke. Because for one thing, I'm a different type of senior. You know, I'm not on a walker. You know, I'm not on diapers and all that kind of stuff. You know, God has blessed me and made me healthy, so I've got the energy of a 20-year-old, you know. And so most women my age, you know, are not there. And so I'm just holding out because the Lord said if I delight myself in him, he will give me the desires of my heart.
He who finds a wife obtains favor from the Lord. You guys heard it. No, Ron.
Absolutely.
There's so much to get in. I know they're waiting. I'm going to open it up right now for my guests that are listening. If you have any questions you'd like to ask Ron, please feel free, one at a time. If someone else, you hear them, we'll just wait and come back to you. If you could say something, maybe 2 minutes, 3 minutes, it would be great. Anyone, any questions you have for Ron Roberson, Dr. Ron Roberson? Anyone, let us know that you're here.
I have a question.
Sure, your name, please. Hello? Your name?
Robin Tillman.
Hi, Robin Tillman. How are you? Wonderful.
I'm fine. How are you? Good.
Great. Hold on for a quick second. My question is, through it all, you said you took the faith of God and you listened to his word and you was on Skid Row at 6. How long were you on Skid Row for?
I was on Skid Row for almost 2 years. Almost 2 years.
2 years.
Yes.
Isn't it amazing that how God just came into your brain and said, okay, this is what you're
talking about. Come on now.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like so amazing that you've been on CNN and
yes.
You mean you've been doing all these wonderful things.
Yes.
And the world has changed so much. The world
it
has
is.
Changed so much. And I want to commend you for going through what you go through, because I work for Children's Services.
Yes.
And it's a lot of kids out there today that have lost hope and have been in the situation that you've been in.
Yes, praise God.
And I tried to hear so they can hear what you were saying. And you have
yes.
a testimony.
Yes, ma'am.
There's a lot of kids that are in foster care right now. This one's the same thing that you're going through. That you've
Amen.
Been through.
Yes.
Been through.
Yes.
So,
yes.
We have Brown. One more thing, we have this thing called Wednesday's Child segment on Fox News or something like that. Just Christina Devine. And I want to see if I can get William Wong to match you up with a kid.
You got time.
Yes.
You
okay.
know.
Yes. Yeah, I'm familiar. So, I'm familiar with that group, and Christine Devine, very, very much so. And she's busy.
Okay.
She is busy.
Yeah, so what we're going to do is, Robin, we're going to make sure that Ron give out his social network so everybody can reach out to him, and you may have a chance to come back. And I'm going to take another – anyone else have a question or like to say something to Ron, Dr. Ron Roberson right now? Please do.
Thank you, Robin, so much.
Don't go anywhere, Robin.
This is Charmaine. How are you?
Fine, thank you. How are you, Charmaine?
Fine. I'm a senior citizen, and I've just been approached to have a date. And I just want to know, what do you do when you haven't dated in almost 30 years? What happens? How do you act? What do you say? I'm dumbfounded.
Once again, and it's funny you bring that up, because I didn't know either. But the Lord, again, that's the reason why it's so important to have the Lord in your life, because when you bring him in, then you get instant discernment on a lot of different things. So first of all, I listen closely to what people say, and I write down some of the things they tell me. And I have a checklist. And there's certain places or certain women that I won't have anything to do with, you know, especially if they're – first of all, you got to love the Lord. And a lot of folks say they love the Lord, but then I have to find out to what extent do you love the Lord. Is it just sometimes, you know, every now and then, or even when you're in trouble? But do you eat, sleep, you know, and breathe, you know, the power of the Holy Spirit in your life? Is that operable in your life? So I look for that. And then I check into backgrounds. Don't be afraid to Google somebody's name, you know, and find out a little bit about their background, you know. Are there any, you know, murderers in your family? You know,
I've known him for years. We almost grew up together, and we went our separate ways for, a lot, like I said, over 30, almost 30 years.
Yeah.
Now,
yeah.
His wife has passed, and I'm single, so I don't know. When Peggy told me you was going to be on, maybe topics for answers, one thing after another for seniors, because I'm a senior. And what do you do if you know you don't look like you looked before? So what do? You don't want to.
You do you. You do you, just as I am. I'm me. And I'm not who I was 30 years ago. You know, I've changed, and I'm going to be open and honest with you. Here's a recent picture of me. Let me see a recent picture of you. I mean, like, recent as within 24 hours. You know, let me see what you look like.
Yes, Lord, thank you. I'm
here's
like,
what I believe
should I send
now.
I keep saying, should I Zoom on there? What's that? What's the one that you see the person when you're talking to them?
FaceTime. Yeah.
Now, what's
the
other
FaceTime.
One? Is you do?
You got Zoom. You got Zoom. You got FaceTime. There's a bunch of them.
And you got You Do, is what it's called. Okay.
And so then you're talking to them face-to-face without having to go out and see them in person. And that's another way of saying, okay, well, let's take it to the next step. So there's levels that you go with folks. But you got to make sure. The Bible says, know them that labor among you. So you got to know folks, you know, even though you're a child of God, you know, and then use your discernment. If you're a child of God, God, you know when the devil is on the line, you know.
He's been watching after me. He's been watching after me for a long time.
Amen.
So I guess he ain't going to let me down now.
That's right. He didn't bring you this far just to bring you this far. He's going to see
Absolutely.
You all the way through to the end. So, when it's right, you'll know it's right. It'll work. And he says, my yoke is easy. My burdens are light. So you will flow in that relationship. You'll flow in it. You'll know it's the Lord. And the Lord will speak to you. He'll take you back to your high school days when you fell in love for the first time. You know, and you'll know that by no shadow of doubt, you know, that this is the one. God will show you. He will show you. He says, my sheep know my voice. So listen to him. My sheep know
That's
my
right.
voice, and a stranger they will not follow. So you use those principles and all of those tools that God is giving you to find a mate. The problem we have is we get all excited over nothing, then we marry it, and now we're hurting and then want to blame God because it didn't work out, you know.
Well, that was because you were trying to jump too high and know you couldn't jump.
I told the Lord many times, Lord, she's fine, and she's talking about you. I can take it from here. I got it, Lord. Thank you so much. And we'll talk later, but let me handle it, you know. But no, Lord, you handle it. You handle her all the way. If she's for me, you show me, Lord. Make the way clear that I understand, you know, that I know. Let me hear every word, because 99% of what the devil tells you is the truth. So you got to listen to what someone is saying to you and then watch what they do, you know.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Well,
so I got an extra job.
That's right. Well,
to play detective.
You're redating. So don't go anywhere. Stay with us. Thank you so much, Charmaine. Don't go any place, please. Who else would like to ask Ron a question? You got a few minutes. Anyone? Please do so now. Anyone? Anyone like
Nobody
to say
else?
Hello? Pardon? Hello, anyone like to say anything?
Maybe they hung up.
Oh, maybe they
Man, you got me sweating
Anyone
in here,
else?
Peggy. I'm sweating.
I got you sweating. Anyone else like to say hello, like to let Ron know how he's been a blessing to you, how you enjoyed his testimony? Anyone? Anyone? Can you let me know
no,
that you're
maybe
here?
They're shy. Maybe they're shy.
Maybe they're shy,
Yeah, they're shy.
They talk about a lot. Yeah. Ron has shared his life-changing testimony from no hope to hope, what he went
Amen.
Through. He could edit.
Amen.
He could edit with his eyes closed. He could work a camera all by himself. He's trained many of people. He's done work for the mission. Was it the Fred George mission?
We took our workshops down to Skid Row, the same place I got delivered from. God said, take your workshops down to Skid Row, Union Rescue Mission, and teach those guys television production. And we did it. And we got some jewels out of there, you know. So I didn't sit on the gift. God said, if I give the, you know, if I give you the desires of your heart, I want you to go out and I want you to share it. Give it away. And the people in the industry hated me. Because, oh, man, you're watering down the industry, man. Nobody can get any jobs because you come in and lend the bidders. I said, well, you know, talk to your God. You know, but my God is leading me and guiding me, you know. And so you talk to your God. I'm sorry. You know, so I just gave the work away.
And they got certificates, Ron. Your student got certificates. You have to work out at the studio. So anyone else, we're still open. Anyone like to say hello? Maybe you don't have a question, but just like to say hello. Anyone? I hear someone saying something.
No,
anyone
not
like,
on this end.
Yeah? Not on this end, huh? But I see there's,
no.
I'm opening it up for questions and answers. Like to say hello. Like to say I thank God for you opening up and sharing your testimony. We're listening to Women in Motion. We are live, internet, radio, discussion.
Hello, Peggy.
You know, live. Yes, hello, someone.
Hi, Peggy. It's Cherie.
Hi, Cherie. How are you?
I am good. I'm good. I've been listening to the show. Very interesting conversation.
Wonderful, wonderful. We have a few minutes. You have something you'd like to say to Dr. Ron Roberson?
I like his. I stand concurrent with his with his teachings and his beliefs on relationships. You must wait on God.
Yeah, you better.
Because the world the world's got a, you know, a whole tough of nails out there, and if that can be avoided, and it can, it should.
Come on, amen.
Because what you
that
see
is so
not
true.
Always what you gonna get. Yep.
Ooh. Please say that again. Oh,
yes,
Cherie, thank you so much. I appreciate you listening in. I appreciate you letting us know that you're here and that supporting Women in Motion. Anyone else have anything they'd like to say right now to Ron?
Oh, yeah, this is correct.
Hi,
Peggy.
Hi,
correct.
How are you?
Good, girl. Blessed, thank God. I really enjoyed the show. It's very much needed. And especially when he spoke to me, he based his life, which it is based on Jesus Christ and how God brought him through. That's just an awesome testimony to help other people that is going through. They can do like you did, trust in God. And it was truly God that brought you from Skid Row. You know, God have a purpose and a plan for all of us. He had an awesome plan for you.
Amen.
And
say that again.
God. You took a heed to that call when he called you. And it's, you know, people could look at you and think, oh no, they won't be this, they won't be that. But oh no, when God calls you, man, you're gonna be just what he said, and he's gonna take
Come
you
on.
Even higher.
Amen.
So it's truly a blessing, the testimony that you gave, because it really touched my heart. It let me know that you're headed to bigger and better things because your life is centered around Christ Jesus.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yeah.
Even at 72 years of age, you know, I should be walking around on a walker somewhere or swinging in a hammock in Jamaica, but God is still blessing. Still blessed.
Yeah,
72.
I know that, right?
Still blessed.
Well,
thank you so much for those words.
Yes, very good blessed. Example. Thank you for reading those words. Thank
Praise
you for
God.
Listening. Don't go anywhere. This man, Dr. Ron Roberson, I know him personally. We hosted shows together.
Amen.
Over
30
else?
Years.
Over 30 years, and we hosted. So anyone else like to say hello to Ron or say anything? Anyone?
Yes, Peggy.
Hi. I can hear you. How are you, beautiful?
Peggy, it's Eleanor.
Hi, Eleanor.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness.
So, Ron, I saw him yesterday, but I didn't recognize him. But amen. Next time, I'm going to have him say, Eleanor, it's wrong. It's wrong.
Definitely.
Eleanor, you looked at me three times and didn't know who I was. Three times you looked at me and didn't know who I was. I guess because I was buff like that or something, you know. I had my Sunday going to meeting clothes on, you know, so you didn't know. You know.
Well, you know, so many people, you know, that's when the people were coming up to check in, and Peggy
yes.
will tell you, I was running around, like everyone knows how I do, and so
yeah.
I was just focused on making sure everything was taken care of, because, you know, what a blessing it would have been, because the mayor came to present to Dr. Williams, and we just had so
yes.
many people, and it was such a blessing, and
yes.
I was like, wow, Lord, you know, but amen.
Amen.
And Eleanor,
you're
a perfectionist as well. He's awesome with his work, isn't he, Eleanor?
Yes, he's outstanding. And, you know, my daughter works on Skid Row. She's a social worker, and she works there, right there in between San Julian and San Pedro. She works like
That's a hot spot right there.
No,
that's
she
a
works
hot spot.
Like in the center of it. You know, she wanted
yeah.
to be a social worker ever since she was 14 years old. I mean, she's been a social worker all her life. She has such an anointing. And I didn't know your testimony, but I definitely want to get together with you because I really want you to share.
Amen.
I do. I really want you to share. We do a national radio show once a month, WOL,
yes.
Captain Hughes Station. But it's other.
Oh yeah, yes.
Yeah, they tie into FM as well as internet. And you're, I mean, really, you have such an amazing story. I did not know.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you, because, you know, real quick, I went down Friday to get produce and flowers for the event Saturday. And as I was
yes.
driving, because I always go down San Julian and 6, and
yes.
I started to cry. I mean, it just broke
That's no
my
joke.
Heart to see so many men of color
yeah.
Living like that. I don't care if they have tents. Those tents are not a home, okay? I mean, and one
right,
of them,
that's right.
he was sweeping around his tent Saturday morning. And
yeah.
I was like, wow. Yeah, some of them do, you know. And no one, I don't care what people say, no one wants to be homeless. Yes, they
no,
do.
No
the
one.
Best of it, after they get into it, they make, because black people know how to make the best of anything. Anytime you can make the best
Amen.
Of pig intestines and greens growing in the field, you can make the best of anything, okay?
Oh, yeah.
And that's just
yeah.
how we function. But, yeah,
yeah.
I really, I want to speak with you because you really have an incredible See, people,
yes,
you,
do.
You have to know, and people respect people that have lived through it. A lot of people
Amen.
Say, well,
say
you
that
shouldn't
again.
Do this, you shouldn't do that. But someone that has lived it, those are the
Amen.
Ones that respect and listen
okay.
to.
Okay.
I've worked in
Amen.
And they
well,
only respect those that know what they're talking about.
Praise God.
So listen,
Amen.
We're
so,
out
yeah,
of time.
Yeah.
We are out of time. I thank everyone
right,
for listening. Ron Roberson, Dr. Ron Roberson, everybody hang on. Dr. Ron Roberson, how would they reach you? Give that out really quick.
Okay. Yeah, well, you know, you can get me on Facebook, Ron Roberson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N, Ron. Or if you want to, I'm not looking for work. I don't need, but praise God. I thought I'd never say that again. But I'm not looking for work. My plate is full. But if I can be a blessing to anybody, you want me to speak somewhere, you can email me at Ron, R-O-N, dot Roberson, R-O-B-E-R-S-O-N, at Rocketmail, R-O-C-K-E-T-M-A-I-L, rocketmail.com, and I'll be glad to accommodate
well,
you. And keep
thank
me in
you,
your prayers.
Thank you, Ron. Hey, keep you, keep Ron, keep me, keep us all in your prayers. Everyone, thank you so much. Ron, I need you to come back to talk about different topics.
Absolutely.
Really, this was to, I will continue, Women in Motion. And everyone that's listening, I love you much. May God continue to rain, shower, empower you, and bless you. Continue to highlight, Ron, the many blessings and the success of such a man of purpose and wisdom. God bless you all. Women in Motion.
God bless you.
And we'll be
Good
talking
night,
to you
everybody.
Soon, keeping it alive and keeping it real. Thank you, Ron. Good night. Thank you, everyone.
Good night.
tonight.
It's a brand new morning.